Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, podcast lovers? Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. I'm your audible boot thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we discuss ghost stories, true crime, crazy things that I find online. Did that rhyme? It did. Okay. Oh, so did that. Holy shit. All right. Hosted by a comedian slash YouTuber. I live in Los Angeles, so you definitely have to be an and or a slash person. I don't think I know anyone in Los Angeles that isn't at least two things, a dentist and a model, an Uber driver and a poet, maybe a stripper and a grad student. That's one of the old, the most well-known and slash or person. Speaking of which, in the city of Los Angeles, they have extended its stay-at-home order another 2 months, so if you're in LA, be smart and protect yourself and your families and stay home unless it's absolutely important that you leave. We are, we're close to 100,000 deaths here in the U.S. So let's all be superheroes until it's safe for us by doing absolutely nothing. We can do it, guys. Now, I also heard that we all might be getting a second stimulus check. There was a vote that went down not too long ago within the last week or so. And the vote was to give you the same exact stimulus check that you've received the first time, or they would be doing sort of like a monthly kind of payment. The vote went for getting you a second stimulus check, I think for the month of June, I believe. Don't quote me. I'm not a newscaster. This is not what we do here. I'm just talking about things I see on Twitter. All right, Twitter. So anyways, last Sunday on my YouTube channel, the Professionally Silly YouTube channel, we did a fun video. I did another paranormal Blacktivity video, and we actually spoke to multiple spirits in multiple languages. It was insane. I'm talking like Spanish, Italian, Hebrew, according to one of my viewers in the comment section. And maybe other languages. I don't know a lot of languages, so it's possible there could have been more that I right over my head. You know what I'm saying? It was wild. So make sure you check that video out. It was so much fun. Wow. I really do love my Paranormal Blacktivity miniseries. And I'm hoping to make a Paranormal Blacktivity YouTube channel in the future. I have to wait until I'm able to get to more locations and travel and all that stuff and able to do all the editing and all that stuff, all the work that it takes to make those videos. And if, God willing, the Travel Channel will reach out to me or Discovery Channel will be like, hey, listen, we don't have a lot of black people doing this, especially black women. Here's your own show. Here's a crew. Here's everything you need. Here's money. Get that done. You've got a time frame. Let's do this. And I'm like, all right, fire. So I want all of you guys to go ahead and put that into the universe, because that, my dear friends, is what the fuck needs to happen. All right. So last week on the podcast, we talked about social media posts that ruined people's lives. And it was great. I loved it. People will post the most horrible things. The most horrible things. And think that they can get away with it. But these days, the internet doesn't like that, especially Twitter. They go crazy. You know, they can find out your personal information and send, you know, the horrible shit that you posted to your employers, and you can end up losing your job. You know, I also, in that episode last week on the show, I asked a few amazing podcasters their opinion on the subject. You know, do you think people should be fired for what they post on social media? Do you think that people take things a little too far, etc.? You know, and, you know, they all gave their ideas of it. My favorite answer was at the very end of the podcast. Oh man, Cybershots, he is a mess. I love him to death. Make sure you guys go ahead and check that out. It was insane. So this week on the show, we're going to go ahead and we're going to dive into some karma. I'm talking instant karma. And she is known to be a bitch from what I understand. Now, I've got some very interesting instant karma stories that I can't wait to share with you. I love it when people fuck someone over and then they instantly feel the slap of karma across their face, like, bitch. You know, like when someone cuts you off when you're driving and then they end up at the same red light as you, and it's just like they're trying desperately not to make eye connection with you, because it's like, you did all of that and we at the same red light, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Or better yet, they get pulled over moments after they cut you off. Oh, that's the best. I love that. Ah, oh. you just get this, you get to enjoy the warm, that warm, that's what the fuck you get feeling. And they really are some of the best moments in life, in all honesty. I'm being real with you. But before we jump into that, if you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device, hook me up with 5-star rating, pretty please, and a written review on the Professionally Silly podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes. Because by doing that, you can actually help my podcast gain more listeners, which is super hard for a solo podcaster to do on her own. So I need the pro silly listeners to help me out with that. And also, if you can, share this podcast with as many human beings or animals or ghosts. I don't care. Just if they've got an iPhone or they got, a podcast listening device, boom. Tell them to listen to me. Also, if you want to join in on the silly, you can always call/text my Google Voice number as well. 804-664-1828. Okay, guys, let's get it. All right. So, by the way, guys, go ahead and take a look at the at It's Pro Silly Instagram page for a few photos regarding this episode. I found some good ones, but I'm so glad I finally got up an Instagram page for our podcast. So I got it up and running. Yay me. Okay. So the first instant karma story is interesting. And the karma that this jackass received, it was perfection. Let's take a look at what I like to call catcalls. And it reads, my wife was jogging and a man starts driving slow and catcalling her. Doesn't realize it's a red light and rear ends a truck, totally destroying his Prius. He will be driving a Prius. All right, then he goes on to say, cops was stopped at the same red light and saw the whole situation. Cop laughed and asked my wife to fill out a witness statement. It was a busy street, so when I say driving slow, I mean he slowed down while passing her. Probably hit the lady in the truck going about 35 in a 50-mile-hour zone. First of all, let me address the phrase catcall. I honestly never heard anyone use that phrase before in my entire life. Only on TV. Legit. Okay. Is that just me? Am I the only one? Whatever. Okay. Also, no one is so fine. No one is so sexy that it is worth damaging my car or embarrassing myself. It's just not. Besides, women don't respond to that shit anyway. Woo! Yeah! Get it, lady! Shake that booty! Woo! Most women do not really respond to that unless they're inside of a strip club and that is what they want you to do while they're on stage. Usually. But I just also love the fact that that the cop laughed. That was his first interaction with the guy that crashed his Prius and laugh. He's like, listen, can I get your witness statement? I'm sorry that that happened, ma'am. And it's a good thing he slowed down to embarrass himself, because if he were doing 50 miles per hour, this could have gone a little differently. I gotta say, just slightly different. All right. I just don't understand why men think that women like this. Like, we don't. Gay, straight, it doesn't matter. We don't like that. You can say, hey, you look nice today, or I like your hair, or something like that. But don't be like, get me in, mama, let me shake it for some fries. Or I don't, maybe that's not. I think I got a lot of examples thrown in one, and it just came out like, like I'm trying to offer you sex for a bag of fries. I don't know what happened there. You know what? We're going to end this one. Let's go on to the next story. Oh, man, I'm over myself. This one is dope as hell. I love it, love it, love it when people think that they are more important than everyone else. And then karma's like, listen, nope, you're not. This is one of those instant karma stories that just puts this person back in his place. I like to call this one undercover karma, right? Oh, that should be like a show, like some sort of Netflix, Hulu, reach out to me. We can build the show just based on that name. No one can take that name. I'm copywriting it right now in this podcast. So, suck on those balls. All right, so the story reads, driving on the highway, doing 5 over the speed limit. Big pickup comes flying up behind me, changes lanes, can't pass the black Charger next to me either. So it goes into the shoulder, doing 60 to pass the Charger. Gets about 20 feet past, and the Charger switches on its lights and pulls it over. And that's why you don't use the shoulder to pass an undercover cop on the highway. Fuck yeah. I love that one. I love it. How does that taste? How does that taste, you impatient bitch? How about those karma apples, ho? I love that one. I love it. I want to go ahead and mention, I was reading this whole story. There is only 2 periods. That entire story was a series of commas. Whole story. Whole story. just like a slight pause between every other word. I love it. I love it. I love it. All right. So this next one is called Litterbug Had It Coming. Yeah, I like this one. So when I read this one, I literally laughed out loud the first time I read it. Well, is it laugh out loud or is it laugh aloud? Like, ugh, words are hard. All right, anyways, Litterbug Had It Coming. So it reads, I was at a touristy place on the top of a big cliff. People were hanging out around the top, just enjoying the view. And this one guy was eating a sandwich while staring at his phone. After that, he was done, and he couldn't be bothered to find a trash can, so he went to throw the sandwich wrappings off the cliff. But he got his hands confused and hurled his phone off the cliff instead. I love it. And that's what you get for being an asshole. Okay, I won't lie. I won't lie. I am not a fan of people who litter. This world is, there's just so much garbage in these streets. I live in LA. I see a lot of it. Okay, we have street sweeping days and those trucks don't pick up half of the shit that people throw. It's insane. And think of it like this. The world is already pissed off at us. It's killing us. That's how pissed off it is. It's so pissed off at us that it's killing us. You know, we got wildfires and earthquakes, and now we have another pandemic, and I feel like we need to at the very least don't throw trash directly onto the ground. Like, it's not much, you know what I'm saying, but it's something. You know, we could all use some good karma. That's all I'm saying. Don't be an asshole, man. You know, throw it away in the trash can at the very least. Maybe we should recycle. I don't know, dude. I don't know. Just stop pissing off the earth. Oh, my goodness. This is a fun episode. All right, so this one definitely would have been me. I literally could have been either woman in this scenario. and there's nothing like a good revenge laugh, which is what I named this one. I'm definitely one of those people who laugh when someone trips or something. I mean, if I can tell that it's serious, then I don't, you know, but if I notice them laugh, or, you know, I'll definitely chuckle to myself. I won't like burst out laughing and pointing like I'm not in high school anymore. But I but, you know, it's even funnier if, you know, an animal shows its clumsy side, too. Plus, like, I'm extra clumsy myself. So my brain and my body just stay pissed at each other and just refuse to work together. Legit. Like, my brain just does not control what my body does at all. Like, just yesterday, legit, my cat Samantha was about to go on top of the wall heater. I don't know if you guys know what a wall heater is, but my studio apartment is like old as shit. It's like built in like the 1940s. So there's a wall heater that's attached to the wall, and heat illuminates from the top of the heater, you know. And so sometimes when it's not on, she likes to lay on it because it's a gas heater, which means there's always a little bit of heat coming up from it. But when it's on, it's hot as shit, right? So I was terrified for a little pause. I didn't want her to burn herself. Cats need to walk, you know what I'm saying? I can't carry her everywhere. You know, can you imagine trying to put her in a litter box after she's hurt her paws? Oh my God, ugh, you know, for both of us. She loses her privacy, you know. It's just a lot. So anywho, I was watching something on Hulu. I was watching Jessica Jones on Netflix. That's what I was watching. And I was eating some chicken wings, and I noticed she was about to get onto the heater. And I was like, no, Sammy, don't, because I just turned off the heater. So I knew that the top, which is like metal or iron or whatever the fuck, it's like, you know, it's still hot. And I was like, no, don't do it. And she was just about to put her paw on it. So I jumped up, chicken wing still in hand, trying to run to protect her. I trip over a shoe that I didn't know was there and went down hard. Of course, the sound of me falling scared the shit out of her. And also the sight of this big bitch coming at her, because I was falling in her direction. So she was like, whoa. So she ran fast as fuck away from me and the heater. I hit the ground, my chicken wing still in my hand. Never dropped it. Got a bruise on my arm. I fell like on my on the side of my arm, like my bicep, tricep area, like right on the side of that area. The chicken wing still in hand. So yeah, I'm clumsy as fuck, but my clumsiness saved my pussy, my cat, whatever. Shut up. Okay, so let's go into this instant karma story that I like to call a good revenge laugh. So this, where is it? Oh, here it is. So it's winter and everything is covered in snow. I'm going home from a friend's place and I see my shoelace is untied. I grab a nearby tree so I can maintain my balance while I put the shoelace inside my shoe. And immediately after grabbing a tree, a shit ton of snow falls on my head. A woman that was walking behind me starts laughing at me, and right after she walks by me, she slipped on the ice and fell down. I had a good revenge laugh. And I like that. I'll be 100% honest with all of you right now, like, you know, because I always am. I'm an open book. I would have lost my mind laughing at this woman the moment I saw the snow fall from the tree onto her. I would have. That is hilarious. Like, I mean, as long as it wasn't branches and like a whole bunch of snow that could have, like, you know, severely hurt her or whatever, I would have laughed. I definitely would have also been the woman who, yeah, you know, I would have walked over to help too, but I also would have been laughing at the entire time. Yeah, you know? I also believe that I would have been that same woman who slipped and fell down. So I wear many hats, many, many hats.
I'm your host, Taylor Renee.
And I'm Isaiah.
We're back. We're still fat and we still have fucking opinions.
And I also struggle with skinny jeans specifically because a lot of times men's skinny jeans, the calf to ankle ratio on skinny jeans is really important.
If you have to constantly tell someone that you're not a liar, chances are you lie a lot. So I could see how you would get to, if you have to constantly say you love your body, chances are you don't love it. But you also have to think about how large bodies are seen in society,
right,
and how we would need to kind of overcompensate with us telling you that we do love our bodies, because it's hard to believe at first.
It's not my goal to inconvenience you by being fat. Like, I want you to make that clear.
It's like when you have leftovers in the fridge and you come home from work ready to eat your leftovers, just to find out that that bitch ass nigga sleeping in your bed ate your leftovers.
I want to say shake and go wigs. You know, when it says it on the package that you take it out and you shake it and then you go, doesn't necessarily mean that you should do that. It means that you, you know, should put some time and energy into crafting this wig so that it feels good and it looks good on your head.
Welcome to Fat People with Opinions, bitch.
You shouldn't ever call me a fat ass Kelly Price.
If you haven't heard this podcast, Fat People with Opinions, it's hilarious. Love them so much. I'm definitely in the description, I tell you what. So make sure you guys go ahead and check them out. So I was scrolling through Reddit, and I found some instant karma stories that I came across. I came across a video while I was going through. Well, it's more of a GIF, you know? And for those of you that don't know what that is, it's like a short video with no sound that repeats. Anyway, I saw a man throw his wallet at a seagull, and then the seagull picked up his wallet and flew away. If that's not instant karma, I don't know what the fuck is. You know, also, don't be a dick to animals. don't do that, okay? All right, so I'm going to go ahead and tell you guys another story that I came across, and I like to call this one Just in Time. And sometimes karma can come in positive ways. So in this next story, you'll see that sometimes good things really do happen to good people. So here it is. Right, where is it? I lost it. Okay. So it says, I found a purse that was left in a cart outside of a store where I used to work. I went against policy and opened it and found a name and then contacted the lady. It was her purse and she had been frantically looking for it. I waited at the store after hours for her to come by and get it, and she gave me an envelope, she gave me an envelope to open when I got home. It turned out to be almost exactly how much I was short on for rent, $120, which is pretty freaking fire. So instead of stealing from this person, he decided to do the honest thing, you know, and contact the woman who it belonged to, and he ended up being rewarded for it. Now, I'm not saying that's a reason for you to do good things so you can be rewarded for those things. Now, what makes you a good person, you know, is when you do things and you're not expecting a reward. If one comes, that's wonderful. You know, it's up to you whether or not you accept it, depending on what it is. But don't do good hoping to get something in return. That kind of takes away the good karma points, I'm just saying. All right, so here's another positive one. It literally warmed my heart a bit, especially since lately I feel like all I've been seeing lately is just like shitty human beings, just people just being shitty, you know? So seeing or hearing something like this is awesome as fuck. I'm going to call this one, My Car Died, Then... dot, dot, dot. All right, so it reads, I had just finished grocery shopping and loaded my bags into the car, got in and turned the key to get nothing. Oh, no. I guess this car was dead. And so it says, I was right. So I didn't read the whole thing. I just kind of enjoyed it. Was in a positive link when they were talking about karma stories. And I was like, ooh, dead car. Something good's going to happen. All right, anyways, my car was dead for whatever reason. I sat there for another 20 minutes checking the wires on my battery to make sure that everything was properly in place. I just changed the battery a month ago, so I knew it couldn't be that. I called my girl to come pick me up, and she said that it was going to be another 20 minutes, so I had some time to kill. I happened to see an elderly couple pushing her cart to her car. Now, this cart had 4 times more bags than mine did. I already know that it was going to be a struggle for her. So I went over and I offered to help her. She accepted, so I helped her load her groceries into her car. I headed back and thought, what the heck? Oh, I made that wrong. I headed back and thought, what the heck? Why not give my car one more try? Then, bam, it started. My first thought, this car must run on karma. You see how tone matters? Because there's a question mark there, so I thought I was going to read, what the heck? And it was like, nah, what the heck? Let me, let's try it again. But anyways, I just love how, like, okay, how many people would offer to help out an elderly person or anyone at all? I mean, most people are assholes. Not all, but most. Also, sometimes elderly people are assholes too. So it's like, you know, just mad at the world about everything, and usually with good reason, because the world is full of assholes. And sometimes when you offer someone help, they get mad at you for offering help. And it's just like, well, God damn it. I was in a great mood. You don't have to be such a bitch, you know? Okay, listen, everyone and everything are assholes. All right. That's the true meaning of life. Okay, let's all try harder not to be assholes. All right. Okay, so let's get on back to the fun, petty ones. Okay, I like the petty ones. All right, so here's one that I found. It was a note, a picture of a note that was put on a refrigerator door. And it says, to the culprit who ate what you thought was two peanut butter ice cream bars. Those were actually laxatives for my dog that had to be kept frozen. I hope you enjoyed the weekend of lava butt. Karma's a bitch. Don't steal it from the fridge if it's not yours. Love, constipated dog owner. I mean, that is completely understandable. I hate when you share a kitchen at work or in a dormitory or whatever and people just steal your food. Oh my God, I pay for that. Like, what are you? That's theft. Are you kidding me? I would punch you in the throat for that. Okay, there are certain countries when you steal, they cut your hand off. All right, don't do that. I'm not saying that we should cut people's hands off for theft. I'm just saying, you know, some people take that shit seriously. Don't do it, you know. It's like, I came prepared, okay? I went to the grocery store. I selected my favorite options that I could afford at the time. I prepared my meal. I packed it up. You know, I got a new lunchbox that I got from Office Max. You know, it's like, come on, man, like, leave me alone here, you know, and I still have to go hungry because of yo thieving ass. Listen, I hope that dude's asshole destroyed that toilet. And I mean that sentence literally, because it probably did. I'm a petty ass bitch. I am. By the way, you guys have got to hear that song. It is on YouTube and is done by three friends of mine, Amber's Closet, Heartbeat, and Jade Fox. They have like this fun parody girls group that they do, and they all have like these alter egos of who they actually are. And the group that they have is called Jam, like J-A-M. And the name of the song, I think it's called Petty as Fuck. It's on YouTube. It's so fucking funny. Google that. It's hilarious.
So your side bitch ass showed up at that nigga's wedding mad as fuck because he chose her and not you. You know, Michelle, I love you. You my bitch and everything, but you stole that bitch's wedding dress? Girl, what else do you want us to do?
So that was a little bit of the song Petty as Fuck by Jam. It is so funny. I'll put the link in the show notes so you guys can enjoy the whole video. It's so fucking funny. Okay, so let's go on to some more instant karma stories. The next one we're talking about is going to be called, well, I actually named this one myself and I'm so proud of it. Parking enforcement can suck it. That's the name of this beautiful ballad. So I was scrolling around Pinterest looking for some fun instant karma for the at It's Pro Silly Instagram page. And I'll be sure to include this photo. But I don't know about you guys, but I am not a fan of the Los Angeles parking enforcement. They suck so hard. Not sorry about it. they make the parking signs almost impossible to read. You are guaranteed. Living in LA, there is no way you can live here without getting at least one parking ticket. It's like a thing. I don't know. You know, and if you are 30 seconds late, you will have a ticket. And if it's not paid within 21 days, they fucking double the ticket. So, yeah. So when I saw this picture, I was like, fuck yeah, America. It's a photo of a Los Angeles parking enforcement car with a goddamn parking ticket. I love it. Suck on that, bitch. super excited about this, obviously, in an aggressive way. Anyway, somebody, I'm guessing somebody probably has beef at work. Like, there must be, like, coworkers who both work for the parking enforcement who can't stand each other. He's like, hey, is that Craig's car? That's Craig's car. And look at, uh-huh, that's his car. That son of a bitch is in the red. I'm going to give him a ticket. Fuck you, Craig. They probably just writing each other tickets and, you know. that's what I imagine anyway. I mean, why else? You know, because you would think that, like, the cops look out for each other, firefighters look after each other, doctors look after each other, and you would assume that parking enforcement, I guess, officers look after each other too. You know what I'm saying? And pretty much people hate cops and parking, you know, enforcement people, especially parking enforcement. Those bitches. Because I don't know, in different states, I feel like I think the police are the ones who write the tickets for parking and all that stuff. But I think if it's like a major city, then there's its own like a traffic division that does that. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But these little bastards run around looking like UPS drivers in their little brown uniforms, just writing citizens' tickets for some stupid shit. And I hate it. I hate it. All right, so we're going to go ahead and take a break. I've gotten angry. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I was feeling petty, y'all. I was feeling petty. Oh, man, what a wonderful transition into the next instant karma story. I like to call this one Karen Karma. Karen Karma. And I love this one. It's a total Karen moment. Oh, my God. I should do an entire episode on Karen moments. Can you imagine the commentary I would make? Oh, my God. I would probably it would be an entire episode of me not just laughing, not being able to deliver the punchline. Just, and then this bitch, blah, blah, it just would not. But I don't know. Let me know if I should do that at It's Pro Silly on Twitter. Let me know my Twitter page there. It would probably be a funny as fuck episode. Okay, anyways, Karen Karma. This instant story reads, I was checking a guy's groceries out, and when I finished, he realized he forgot his wallet in the truck. It happens, no big deal. But this woman behind him was really impatient and just extremely rude to him, very condescending the entire time. He comes back, pays for it, and leaves. Now I'm checking this lady's groceries out. That's when she realized she forgot her debit card in her vehicle too. Goes out to get it, but can't find her keys. She locked her keys and her card in her van. Oh, I think I just snorted. Oh, fucking love it. Okay, that's what she fucking gets. Okay, sometimes we as human beings, we make mistakes. And yes, those mistakes can at times inconvenience others. But like my father says, and he is a wise man, and usually when he says this to me, I want to strangle him because I fucking hate it. But he's also right at the same time. If this is the worst thing to happen to you today, it's been a pretty good day. It's been a pretty good day. Oh, God, I used to fucking hate when he said that to me. He still says it. Like, it drives me crazy. And then he's always right when he says it. So now when something goes wrong, I'll say that in my head, you know, like to lessen the effect of whatever the problem is that I'm experiencing. And I would say that it works about 80% of the time, which isn't bad, but I'm pretty petty. Like, you heard the song. I'm pretty petty. So sometimes I just want to be mad for that second and feel that emotion, you know. Plus, I think that it's a bonus that not only did she forget her debit card in the car, but she also locked her keys in the car. It just made it so much sweeter. Oh, I love revenge. That's just a sweet instant karma. Just suck on that, lady. Fucking Karen. So this this was not a quick problem for her to fix, you know. Karma can be a bitch, okay? If you want to act like one. Oh my God. I love everything about that story.
So, I bought this cheese here. It cost me $40 and there is a hair stuck to it.
Oh yeah, we can take that back.
Wait, what? Here. Take this. Your next purchase is on us. Did you want to fight?
Yes, please. I would like to have a little bit of a fight.
Sure.
Yeah.
Where's your receipt?
I don't have a receipt.
I can't take it back without a receipt.
Oh, yeah? Well, the name of the store is stamped on the cheese, okay?
How do I know you didn't just beat up somebody and steal it?
Who does that?
You might.
Really?
Yeah, you look like the kind you might.
I am going to go on Yelp, and I am going to give this place a scathing review. Scathing. I'm going to blow up the internet. I'm going to break it.
Oh, my God, you scared me so much. Please take our money. Leave the cheese.
Thank you. Thank you. Was that so hard? It's called customer service.
Fine.
Thank you.
Fine.
Thank you. That was really
so awesome. A lot of people really like that.
That was a Karen sketch that the Baroness Von sketch sketch show decided to make as a TV show that you can find on the CBC, from what I understand. I think it's in Toronto, in Ontario, like in Canada. I discovered them through a TikTok, and I actually did a video with that sound. It was hilarious. But if you want to check them out, make sure you go ahead and check them out. It's going to be at Baroness Von Sketch, Baroness Von, then the word sketch. So you can follow them on their Instagram, and I'm sure they have other things that you can check out. But they are funny, and that Karen sketch, it killed me. It did. Okay, so the next story shows you that you should probably not be an asshole to complete strangers, because you never know who these complete strangers are and if they will play a part in your future. Okay, I had to call this one, I don't think he got the job. All right, so this is, here's what it reads. Not me, but a friend of mine. When looking for a parking spot at his job, he was cut off by another car. The driver jumped out, showed him the bird, and shouted, "Sucks to be you, tosser." I don't know what tosser is. Maybe this was in like a different country. I don't know. But my friend found another parking spot and went inside to interview a new person for a job at the company. Guess who that person was? Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro, suck on that. Yeah. Karma's a bitch. My assumption is he did not get that job. He kind of showed what a jackass he is, and who the fuck wants to hire a jackass? Not I. No. No. People are dumb as fuck. Okay, so this next one I like to call the show off. Man, this one is just plain delicious. It really is. All right, check it out. Used to play frisbee in the parking lot on Saturday nights. People would drive their cars through to fuck with us on a regular basis. One night, a guy drives his car to the edge of the area where we were playing in and starts revving his engine really aggressively. We get the point and clear the area. Dude drops the clutch and speeds through the parking lot, but failed to notice the raised medium in his path. hits it going pretty fast, wrecks the underside of his car, getting a little bit of air. The car comes to a stop, and it's clearly leaking a lot of fluid, seemingly unable to drive anymore. When the cherry tops of this sundae is when a police officer who was just hanging out on the different parts of the shopping area saw the whole thing go down and cruises up on the dude with lights flashing. And we just went back to playing. Oh, I love it. And I love the fact that a cop was already there to see this. It's like the karma. That's the karma that just goes down easy. You know, it's just smooth. You know, it's always some asshole trying to show off their car because it's probably literally the best thing about them. And it's sad. It's sad. It's sad as fuck. Plus, you know, the damages that he did to his car was probably a lot. Like, I mean, I don't know what kind of car it was, but fuck, man, it had a clutch. It's like that alone can be, you know, expensive to repair, I think. I don't know. I can't drive stick. I'm assuming. I'm an automatic kind of girl. Leave me alone. Oh, man. This episode was something else, guys. If there is anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's don't be an asshole. Okay? Professionally silly life rules. That is an option that you have. Just don't be a dick. What's the saying? If you're telling me that everyone is being an asshole to you, chances are you're probably that asshole. I don't know if that's the right saying, but I'm sure you guys have heard it and know kind of what the fuck I'm talking about. And if you don't, that's fine. That's fine too. Google it. All right, so this episode was fun. I'm gonna go ahead and shout out to boardpanda.com, someecards.com, cheeseburger.com, and didyouknowfacts.com. They all played a special part in helping me find these crazy instant karma stories. So, you know, I love it. People love to post stupid shit online, and, you know, my podcast likes to find it and share it with the world, or at least with the people that live nearby. I don't know. All 20 of my viewers. Yeah! Just be aware that people are paying attention to the things that you post. Like we talked about, last podcast episode about the social media posting. People pay attention to that shit too, you know? But if you want to post all your embarrassing stories, please continue to do so that my podcast can continue to thrive. If you have an instant karma story or any story that you would like to share in this podcast, email me at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. It can be ghost stories, true crime, confessions, embarrassing moments, whatever you want, send them in. If you want to send me an email saying that you think that my voice is the sexiest that you've ever heard in your entire life, let me know, because I'm certain that that's true. I know it is. Hello, listeners. Right? I know. Okay. with this podcast, I cover a lot of amazing things here. So there's always room, you know, for your awesome stories and your conversation. And you can be anonymous if you would like, you know, so just let me know in the email. And you can hit me up on Instagram and Twitter. Both are at It's Professionally Silly. So do me a huge favor and share my content with others. You know, my podcast and my YouTube channel are so much fucking fun. So make sure that you share it with every soul that you come across on this earth. I don't think that's asking too much, honestly. Oh, guys, guess what? We have two new podcast reviews to share. I don't know why I sang it, but we do. And I'm super excited. I love getting written reviews. It's my favorite, especially if they are nice. Luckily for me, so far, I have not received any reviews under 5 stars, and I have not received any negative reviews, but, you know, it's still early. still early. I only have like 31 ratings in all, and I think under 15 written reviews. So, you know, it's a matter of time. It really is. So shout out to Damage and Pretty Ricky for taking the time to leave me a written review. It means the world to me. And if you don't remember Pretty Ricky, not too long ago, he shared with us a ghost story that was like, what? And I could not figure out how to pronounce his name. I was like, Pretty Ricky. It was just ridiculous. But let's go ahead and take a look at their reviews. The first one is coming from Damage, which was not too long ago. And the subject title is "To My Favorite Podcaster." That right there tugs at the heartstrings. I like being favorite. I want to be everybody's favorite. Love me, damn it. Okay, let's get to the review. It says, "You're amazing, and I shall continue to let you know how appreciated you are. Keep entertaining, and of course, I will keep listening." Aww. And then I got 2 blue heart emojis. Thanks, boo. I appreciate you. That's so sweet. And make sure you guys are doing that for all your favorite content creators, podcasters, YouTubers, singers, TikTokers, whatever. Let them know that you appreciate their content. You know, it makes us feel real good and it inspires us to keep going. So make sure you guys are doing that. Thank you, Damage. I appreciate that. The next review is coming from Pretty Ricky. The subject title is Michelle O's favorite fave gal pal. Oh my gosh. He's making a reference. He's referring to the TikTok video that I made that has apparently gone viral. It is on all social media platforms where I am making facial expressions to Trump saying that how could we have known that this pandemic was coming, and then shot right over to Obama several years later explaining how we need to prepare for this pandemic, for future pandemics and stuff. So anyways, that video got a lot of views. It's been shared all over the world apparently, and Michelle Obama happened to see the post on Obama's former secretary administration. She commented on Valerie Jarrett. She commented on the post and it said, "Mic drop." You know, legit. It said, "This mic drop." And then there was like a mic emoji. It was fire. I'm sure Michelle has already forgotten about me by now, but I'm going to pretend that I'm still her fave gal pal. Thanks, Pretty Ricky. All right. So Pretty Ricky says, "It may take a while to listen to, but you need to start from the beginning and come to the newest episodes. You won't be disappointed." He said video, but I'm sure he meant episodes because this is the podcast. But he also watches my YouTube videos. So that he also means that too. Go to my YouTube channel, watch everything. At least I honestly think the last 2 years of my YouTube videos have been amazing, especially since we got the new camera. So we're doing good there. But thank you so much, Pretty Ricky and Damage, for your reviews. I appreciate it. Guys, if you've enjoyed this episode or any episode and you would like to leave me a review, you can do so on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. I think it's just Apple Podcasts. I don't think you can find Professionally Silly inside of iTunes. But there is that Apple Podcast app that is on all of your iDevices that you ignore, that little purple thing. Click that, find the Professionally Silly Podcast, and leave me a review and let a bitch know. Or you can let me know via Twitter at the It's Pro Silly Twitter page. Anyways, guys, thank you so much for joining me every week. It makes my chest cavity warm as fuck. It really does. Make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus info, like my social media information. That's where you can find my YouTube channel link and my Instagram and Twitter and things like that. I also go cray cray on TikTok, so make sure you follow me there at Amber Smiles Jones on TikTok. I get psychotically silly on there. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you have heard through the Anchor app. You can call and text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast as well. 805-664-1828. You can call and review my podcast verbally there if you want to. 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, as there's pieces of shit everywhere. By the way, if you're all caught up on the silly of this podcast, check out a couple of these dope-ass podcast promos from a few of my favorite podcasts. All right, guys, I'll see you guys next week.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praise Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from 2 other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by 2 besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGD Podcast or visit our website, isgdpodcast.com.